Insights on the Middle East with author and academic Avi Yorish.
Avi Yorish, hello to you. I never know if it's morning or afternoon because I don't know what time zone you're in.
Today I'm in Washington and it's the late morning.
Good morning to your voice, Simon. You, Avi. Great to have you with us. I think your insights are going to be extra useful today after the weekend that we've had. And where I wanted to start is perhaps I wanted you, who's an expert in all things Middle Eastern, to perhaps remind us of the philosophy behind the Islam that drives the Iranian regime.
Sure. So let's just take a step back, since I think the song that you just played is actually very, very appropriate for where we find ourselves in today, where the major lyrics of the songs are, where are you running to? If I'm alone, you're alone. In this particular instance, we've seen a sea change of a weekend where you had an Iranian general assassinated by the United States, and basically President Trump effectively using the term, you can run, but you can't hide. We have seen here one of the most important figures in the Middle East today taken out after a long line of others. But in terms of, if you want to take a step back, Iran's primary philosophy today when it comes to Shia radical Islam is to essentially create Islamic republics that are modeled after its own sense of being. And that is a theocracy. It is a mullahocracy. And we have seen them take their model to places like Lebanon, like Yemen, attempting to go to Gaza and Bahrain, although Gaza is an interesting case since it's really primarily Sunni. The phrase often employed by Iranian ayatollahs is resistance against oppression and occupation. And the idea of resistance is really the employment of psychological warfare and suicide bombing and all things less than conventional warfare. Oppression and occupation, they're basically waging that war against what they consider occupiers. Occupiers in the Middle East today obviously being the little Satan and the big Satan, the little Satan being the State of Israel and the big Satan being the United States of America. And then there's a whole host of other countries, including the UK and others, that fall into that category. And they split the world into two, oppressors versus the oppressed. And this will, many of your listeners will remember, you know, when you had Marxism. It was workers of the world unite. This is really the oppressed standing up against the oppressors, and the two biggest oppressors in the world today being the United States and the State of Israel. And then to tie it all together, you have this Qasem Soleimani general, lieutenant general, who essentially was one of Iran's most decorated soldiers. He was a mastermind of terror. Meir Dagan, Israel's former head of Mossad, called him my very good friend. He was essentially one of the mastermind terrorists of the Middle East / Islamic world today.
Avi, I went onto the Tehran Times out of pure interest this morning, and they quote Qasem Soleimani's daughter. And I'm wondering if you can perhaps translate what she's saying into English for me, because she says the following. Qasem Soleimani's name now shakes Zionism, Takfiris, and hegemons. The United States should know that Ashura is the source for Mujahideen and liberation power and terrifies the enemies of Islam and humanity, she concluded. What is that in language that I can understand?
So essentially what she is saying is that the memory of her father will continue to haunt those in Israel and in the West, those that support Zionism, and that we're going to come after you. Essentially what she is saying is we're going to go after the non-believers and we're going to use the power of Shia Islam to go after those that support Zionism. Look, we have seen this once. We've seen this a number of times before. Imad Munia was assassinated 10 years ago, roughly.
Yes, yes.
He was the head of Hezbollah's extraterritorial operations. Qasem Soleimani was responsible for the IRGC's, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, extraterritorial operations. In other words, they're international operations. So, and then the third individual that we've seen assassinated of that ilk, of that caliber, took place in 1994 with Hezbollah's second secretary general. And he essentially, these three individuals have been used to wage, at least their memory has been used to wage international operations. So, for example, the 1992 and 1994 bombings in Argentina were credited towards the memory of Hezbollah's second secretary general. you can expect over the coming few years that they will use the memory of Qasem Soleimani to essentially wage a series of attacks. It really does beg the question. Yeah. Are these targeted assassinations useful? Are they effective? Do they get the job done? And that really depends on how you ask the question. This really was one of the most important masterminds of terror in the world today. But his successor is no less spiteful, no less creative, and will continue to engage in these bombings and terrorist operations around the world today. It certainly makes those of us who are engaged in the business, I hate to use the word feel good because that would not be correct, but get the sense of this guy got what was coming to him. And at the same time, we ought to ask ourselves, why are our leaders not engaging in really serious thought as to the major challenges that lie ahead in the decades ahead? We have major, major challenges. And that's not to take away from these military operations that are important. This was a significant military operation undertaken by the United States, but could very well have been undertaken by Israel. The question I keep coming back to is, when are our leaders in the European Union, United States, and Israel, when are we going to start focusing, chewing gum and walking at the same time, focusing on the major issues that afflict the planet Earth today? Climate change, food security, water security, artificial intelligence, space. These are the questions that are going to affect humanity over the coming 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 decades. Will we remember Qasem Soleimani in 20 or 30 years? I don't know. But I know that we're going to be dealing with climate change. I know we're going to be dealing with water security and food security over the course of the coming decades.
Wow, that's an interesting take on it. And that just makes so much sense. I'm going to abuse you somewhat, Avi, because you are an American. And we here in South Africa are very aware of this march that happened in New York, about 25,000 people odd. We're also very aware of the very large number of anti-Semitic attacks that have taken place in New York City over the past 2 weeks. Avi, just address that for me very quickly and personally. Like, how did you, did they achieve anything with this march on Saturday? What is happening in the biggest Jewish community in the world where they're being almost attacked daily? What just makes sense of this for me?
Look, I will only say that, Martin Luther King said very poignantly, our lives begin to end the day we stop standing up for the things that we care about. And it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to stand up not only against anti-Semitism, but against hate in general. We are seeing an uptick of anti-Semitic attacks in the United States and around the world. This should disturb all of us, not just the Jewish people, but really anyone who's concerned with liberty, freedom, and humanity. What often starts with the Jewish people doesn't end with the Jewish people. And we are seeing that today in the United States. We have often been labeled the canary in the coal mine, and I find that to be a poignant reminder of what is potentially lies ahead. Look, I don't have a crystal ball. I wake up every day and I'm thankful that we have the state of Israel. We did not have the state of Israel 80 years ago when the Holocaust began. Today we have a strong, vibrant state of Israel that allows Jews around the world to stand up and say, yes, we do have a national ancestral homeland. We are tied to a movement that is greater than ourselves. We have a lot to be proud of. Anti-Semitic attacks there's nothing new about anti-Semitism, and it is not going away anytime soon, but it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to stand up and say, this is unacceptable, both for ourselves and for humanity in general.
What a beautiful way to leave it. Avi Yurish, as always, thank you so much. Same time, same place next week.
I'm looking forward to it. Happy New Year to you and your assignment.